I'm Laura Hunsberger for Narrative on South Carolina Public Radio. This edition features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. Recently, Columbia resident Becky Geddes and her 11-year-old son Eli sat down to talk about what happened to their home during the October 2015 floods.
How did you feel during the flood?
You want to talk about the flood?
Yeah, when you just woke up.
When I just woke up, I looked out the window and I saw the water was already like halfway up Daddy's car. And that made me feel scared and confused. I was confused at first because, you know, when we went to sleep that night, I didn't think that the rain was that hard.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, I was scared and I ran to find where you and Daddy were because you guys had woken up earlier, right?
Yeah, the power went out, and Hugh started crying because he didn't know where anything was, and that woke me up, and I couldn't go back to sleep, so Hugh went back to sleep because Daddy came in the room to tell Hugh that it was okay.
Yeah, that was the middle of the night, right, when the power went out?
And so I got out of bed, and I went over to the window because Daddy said, "There's something I want to show you," and when I looked out the window, I thought it had snowed because it was just the water was pure white. And then when I saw a beach ball float past, I got really scared.
What were you thinking that morning?
I just felt really scared, and I didn't know if we were going to be able to get out of our house that day.
That was what I was thinking, too, because the water was rushing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it out the front door, and I saw it in the street, that was our way out, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking that Hugh didn't know how to swim that well.
Yeah.
You're a pretty strong swimmer, and Daddy and I are pretty strong, but even with that current, it was probably going to be really hard to get out.
Yeah.
I remember I called 911, and it just rang and rang and rang, and nobody answered.
Because everybody was calling 911.
Mm-hmm. And I finally got through, and the man on the phone said, he said, "Ma'am, I know where you are, and we know what's happening, and I don't have anybody I can send to help you right now."
Yeah.
And that made me scared. But then, do you remember what we saw?
A boat.
Yes, a boat. I've never been so happy to see a boat before.
And we yelled at it. Didn't hear us. Came back, yelled at it, didn't hear us.
Do you remember I was standing out on the front porch, like jumping up and down and waving and yelling?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that boat saw us, that we were still there.
And it was our next door neighbor's boat who was just driving around getting people.
That's pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That somebody came and put their boat in just to go save people.
Yeah.
And they saved everybody on the street.
Yeah.
I realized when we were on the boat and we were riding it down the street, I realized how lucky we were.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't feel like we were really lucky that morning, I realized we were really lucky when we took the boat down the street.
Yeah.
Becky and Eli Geddes from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.